News. This is Doug Poling. Last night he told us what he wants to do. Today he started to work on it. The day after making his first State of the Union address in office, President Clinton met with key Democratic lawmakers to discuss strategy for passage of his health care reform plan. There are a half dozen competing bills also in the hopper, and there's the threat of a Republican filibuster. But, says spokeswoman Dee Dee Myers,
this is where the president draws the line. Guaranteed private insurance for every American. That is not negotiable.
Still, the Clinton forces are talking compromise. In order to get something enacted, Treasury Secretary Benson says the president is willing to let more big companies self-insure rather than being forced into a regional alliance where most Americans could have to buy their health insurance. The president also said that fighting crime is his other priority. The opposition thinks he's trying to steal their thunder. Rob Armstrong reports.
Republicans have considered crime their issue for years, and today they tried to get it back after the president's tough talk about it last night. House GOP Whip Newt Gingrich returned to the refrain that Democrats are soft on crime. But this time he aimed specifically at the Democratic leadership in the House.
I believe it is possible this year that people are so sick of being brutalized, sick of being raped, sick of being shot, that they will bring to bear pressure on the House.
Meanwhile, Democrats are taking cover behind overnight polls showing strong support for the president to mask the fact that right now the Democrats can't muster enough votes to pass any version of health care reform or welfare reform. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
People with a vested interest in the cigarette descended on Capitol Hill today. They expressed their anger about the president's plan to raise money for health care by increasing cigarette taxes. Tobacco farmers and cigarette company workers carried signs reading, "Don't take away our livelihood," and "No more taxes on tobacco." Prostate cancer kills 35,000 American men each year, and it's a disease much feared by some men. But, writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, one expert in the field says, if detected in the early stages, the best treatment may be no treatment at all. Dr. Gerald Chodak explains.
If a patient is most inclined to avoid problems from prostate cancer, then they should treat it aggressively. On the other hand, if they are most inclined to maximize the quality of their life, even if they may not live as long, then they can take a watchful waiting approach.
Chodak explained that in some cases the cure can be considered worse than the disease. There are some dreaded side effects to surgery and radiation treatment. Researchers report they've developed a better test for identifying Lyme disease, the arthritis-like ailment caused by deer ticks. That also in an article in the New England Journal of Medicine. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained ground, up 12.66 and closing at 39.08. Heavy trading, $304 million. This is CBS News.
With today's controversial headlines.
The next act of brutality like this costs you a badge.
And emotional front page stories.
It's rape trauma syndrome.
Picket Fences is the only television series that touches you in a way no other could.
You make room for the possibility that we could fall in love.
Emmy winner Tom Skerritt.
The streets of this town are as safe as I can make them.
Emmy winner Kathy Baker.
It's about what's happening out there.
And the Emmy Award winner for the best drama on television. The all-new Picket Fences, Friday on CBS.
The best deal in town on a home loan is Countrywide's best price guarantee.
How's it work?
Apply for a fixed rate home purchase loan from Countrywide. Low rate, low payments.
Yeah.
And if you can get a lower combination of rates and points elsewhere, they'll pay you $100. Countrywide, affordable loans, best price. Call now, 800-877-LOAN.
800-877-LOAN. I like it.
Countrywide, equal housing lender. Some restrictions
apply.
Gopher
Hockey returns to Midwest Sports Channel Saturday night at 7 as the Gophers face off against Northern Michigan. Tune in a half hour before the game for the Doug Woog Show. Gopher Hockey on MSC.
WCCO News Talk 830. The time is 5:04. 16 degrees under a cloudy sky. Tonight's weather forecast coming up in a moment. We have this weather forecast, though. A winter storm watch is being posted for the Twin Cities for tomorrow, Thursday. Forecasters predict 4 to 6 inches of snow. There's also a winter storm warning for the area south of the Twin Cities, and there is a prediction there for 5 to 10 inches of snow. The extended forecast coming up. Two housing officials in Minneapolis have been arrested, charged with demanding bribes from people who wanted to move into public housing. WCCO's Brooke Alvin has details on the charges, which are unusual in Minnesota.
The U.S. Attorney for Minnesota, David Lillehaug, says housing corruption, such as a bribe, is common in other urban areas, but not in Minnesota.
And I don't know whether this is a harbinger of any kind of trend, but As a relatively new U.S. attorney on the job, I can tell you that the prosecution of political and governmental corruption is something that's very, very important to me.
The officials charged are 40-year-old Tu Heng of St. Paul and 37-year-old Andrinette Blair of Minneapolis. Each is charged with four counts of demanding bribes from people who wanted to move into public housing. Prosecutors say one defendant would take money in order to move the applicants higher on the waiting list for public housing. The bribes allegedly occurred in 1989. Lilla Haug says Heng, who is Asian, demanded bribes from low-income Asians, while Blair, who is black, took bribes from African Americans. Both Heng and Blair posted bond today, and they're scheduled to appear in court Monday morning. Brooke Alvin, WCCO Radio News.
A state council on drug abuse and violence prevention says Minnesota must do more to prevent alcohol and drug abuse by senior citizens. It's estimated that 100,000 Minnesotans age 55 and older have a drinking problem or are hooked on prescription drugs. Councilmember Cindy Turner says the state should better tailor treatment programs to help the elderly.
So we're even talking about something as basic as trying to adapt that model for people who are hard of hearing. You know, I mean, that's a very, you know, simple example, but I think a good one. You know, you can extend people to treatment many, many times, and if they can't hear what's going on, you know, it's not going to be very effective.
The council also recommends a stepped-up program of drug and alcohol treatment for Minnesota prisoners. The panel says 60% of all offenders in the state have either a drug or alcohol problem. Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sells-Belton says no decision will be made on a Target Center takeover until a study of the arena's economic impact is completed. Today, four groups outlined their proposals to finance a buyout of the Target Center. Sells-Belton says nothing will be decided until officials analyze the impact of the Target Center on the city's economy.
A decision will not be made until we have full information about the impact of the Target Center on our economy. We're hoping that that information will be available to us within the next 2 or 3 weeks so that we can, again, be deliberate and fulfill our obligation to the taxpayers of this city.
And the owners of the Target Center want the city to take the financially strapped Target Center off their hands, and they have hinted they will move their team, the Timberwolves, if a buyer for the center is not found. While she's not talking publicly, it appears former House Speaker Dee Long will seek another term in office this year. The 8-term Minneapolis Democrat resigned her leadership post last year after the broadcast of videotape showing her playing golf during a legislative conference in San Diego. She also was a central figure in legislative response to the PhoneGate scandal. Long will not comment to reporters, but Alan Bernard, DFL chair of Senate District 60, says Long told party activists on January 15th that she is running again. Bernard says Long's political problems in 1993 were not mentioned.
No, she did not discuss that at all, although I imagine that's going to come up during the campaign. She said she thought about it long and hard and that she was going to run for re-election and will seek the DFL endorsement.
Long will only say that she will announce her political plans in the next issue of four neighborhood newspapers that serve her district. WCCO News Talk 830. It is 5:07. Coming up, traffic and weather.
It's the grand opening celebration of Metro Maytag Home Appliance Center in Chanhassen. For 8 big days from Saturday, January 29th through Saturday, February 5th, you'll find terrific grand opening specials on all Maytag appliances, including washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, and dishwashers. Plus, you'll enjoy free refreshments while you browse, balloons for the kids, and a chance to win a free Maytag washer, plus other great prizes every hour, every day during the grand opening. No purchase necessary. Best of all, even after the grand opening celebration is ended, Metro Maytag will continue to be your neighborhood appliance store with great deals on quality Maytag appliances and excellent service on all brands of appliances. Stop by the grand opening celebration at Metro Maytag from January 29th through February 5th. Metro Maytag Home Appliance Center, located in Chanhassen, just a block west of the Dinner Theater. Low monthly payments and 90 days with no interest available. Metro Maytag, your new neighborhood appliance store in Chanhassen.
Choosing a credit card is serious business. You must consider all the options, weigh the alternatives, then make the prudent decision.
Please.
That's why the Discover Card is such a wise choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the Smart Rate program that lets you control your interest rate and no annual fee.
Can I help you?
The Discover Card will have you laughing.
I'd like to make a deposit.
All the way to the bank. It pays to discover the card that pays you back.
Use your Discover card today and start saving with SmartRate, the program that lets you lower your credit card interest rates.
Of course, if you choose a credit card other than the Discover card, you could pass on the SmartRate program and pay an annual fee. But that's no laughing matter. Discover card, a member of the Novus Network.
It is 5:10. Now it's time for WCCO traffic and weather together.
Fairly quiet around the Twin Cities this afternoon, traffic-wise. Certainly the usual slow traffic in all of the usual areas, 394, 35W in the river bottoms as you head across to Burnsville on either 35 or Cedar Avenue. Let's go to the helicopter and Jerry Peterson.
Well, just coming into the South St. Paul area, 494 eastbound, you're going to find it heavy and slow now from just before Concord. That will continue across the bridge deck of the Lakota Bridge. Over towards 61, you're going to find heavy levels of traffic in place now for 35E southbound between 7th Street and Highway 13. That's Shop Ratio traffic.
And just ahead of part three of the Cannon Mess, WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch here with you. Infamous low pressure is on the way from the south, and that's going to mean some snow around here. We have a winter storm watch for the Twin Cities tomorrow. Could be as much as 4 to 6 inches of snow. Heavier snow is possible in extreme southern Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities. They're under a winter storm warning. Some of those areas tomorrow with as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow. Here in the Twin Cities, our WCCO five-day forecast tonight just calls for a few flurries overnight, low right around 13 degrees. East to northeast winds at 10 to 20. Tomorrow, snow developing in the morning. We'll see 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High about 24 degrees. Northeast winds at 10 to 20 blowing around that snow. Snow gradually tapers off tomorrow night and then gradual clearing on Friday with a high of 25. Over the weekend, fairly quiet. Partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the teens. Cooler on Monday with highs around 10 above. Currently, east winds at 15, cloudy and 16 degrees.
The Cannon Mess continues on WCCO. I'm Rhonda Kincheloe. For up-to-the-minute news and weather, depend on WCCO News Talk 830.
A Cannon Mess at Hartman. Better late than ever. Sid got hung up. Usually with us at 20 to 5. He's going to be with us now. At 12 past 5, 16 degrees Cannon.
Now that 1994 is well underway and we're finally unthawing from last week's deep freeze, it's a great time to stop by Investors Bank and check out their hot new CD rate. If you stop by right now, you'll be able to get a sizzling 4% rate on a 12-month CD that'll warm you right down to your toes. And this is an excellent time to get to know Investors Bank because that 4% annual percentage yield is one of the best rates in town. At Investors, you'll find short lines, friendly, knowledgeable bankers, and exceptional service. Put that together with their 4% CD, and you can actually sit back and start enjoying what 1994 has to offer. Proof once again that Investors Bank, still one of the strongest leaders in service and rates in the entire metro. So switch to Investors Bank for the best in Twin Cities banking. For more information about this great 12-month CD, call 475-8500 or stop by one of their convenient Investors Bank locations. Limited time offer. Act now. 475-8500. Investors Bank FSB member FDIC. Penalty for early withdrawal. 500 minimum. No institutional funds allowed. Investors Bank. The perfect winter companion.
If there's a chance of accumulation of snow, you know we'll have the latest on the weather right here on the Good Morning Show. Dave Lee inviting you to join us for Thursday morning's edition featuring Clem Haskins, coach of the Minnesota Gophers, as we'll talk about that Indiana-Minnesota game on WCCO.
Sid Hartman with me right now on the Cannon Mess. Well, Sidney, tonight the big game in Bloomington, Indiana. Your old friend, the General, Mr. Knight, I'm sure will have his boys up. They didn't play well against Northwestern at Assembly Hall the other night. Knight said the best team didn't win. He meant Northwestern should have won, even though they lost by five.
You're correct. I've talked to him a couple, three times since then. He thinks they're ready to play an outstanding ball game, but he's worried about Minnesota. He thinks they match up awful well. Neither team has a big, strong center type, you know.
Yes.
Indiana's going with a young redshirt freshman, Todd Lindemann, who considered Minnesota and picked Indiana right down to the last minute. He didn't know which school he was going to pick.
He played a good game against Kansas earlier this season, remember?
Good one against Purdue, too.
Yeah.
He's coming a long way, but they match up so well in size and everything else. The guy who could be the difference in the game, in addition to maybe Bailey, but not Bailey so much, as Alan Henderson.
I was just going to mention that. Who will Minnesota put on him, sir?
Randy Carter. And Randy Carter's got a bad back, and Randy Carter will have to have a big night because Alan Henderson, not only is averaging some 20-some points a game, but he's very strong on the boards.
Who will guard Mr. Bailey?
Well, I would guess Vashon Leonard or McDonald, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to worry about how long Jason Walton can go without having trouble with his knee.
Mm-hmm.
That knee had a surgery on it. It's never going to be 100%. Some days he can play 20 minutes. Some days he can play 15 minutes. But he can't play as long as he used to be able to play.
Can you hold on just a sec?
Yeah.
I've got Sid Hartman with us. Incidentally, the game will be broadcast on WCCO tonight by Ray Christensen. The tip-off from Indiana at 7. Rotlin Holmes has done it again, Mundane.
What'd they do, Cannon?
Well, once again, Rotlin Homes is Minnesota's largest home builder, and for good reason. They have the imaginative designs, unequal locations. Bud Rotter has this amazing faculty for finding the best locations in the Twin Cities. High customer satisfaction with folks who have purchased Rotlin Homes, and without a doubt, the best warranty protection and service in the business. So it's no wonder why thousands of homeowners over the years have put their trust in Rotlin Homes. If you're looking for quality and comfort features and a design that fits your lifestyle, Rotlin Homes can meet your needs through their extensive selection of starter homes, customized single-family homes, and retirement homes. No other builder offers such an advantage. With today's low interest rates, you should not wait. Stop by one of Rotlin's many fully decorated models today. Check this weekend's Star Tribune or Pioneer Press for directions to the neighborhood of your choice and see for yourself why Rotlin Homes has become the most respected builder in the Twin Cities. Rotlin Homes is your builder for life, serving homeowners and its community since 1973. 17 minutes past 5 at WCCO. 16 degrees in the Twin Cities, 4 to 6 inches of new snow starting tomorrow for the frozen tundra. Sid Hartman is with us, the Oracle. Well, the Gophers play in Indiana. The Timberwolves will be playing the mailman, Carl Malone, and the Utah Club at 7 tonight at the Discount Center. Sid, what do you forecast?
Well, I don't think the Wolves have never matched up well with this team. The mailman is the guy who decides the difference between the two teams. Nobody can really do a good job guarding him. Maybe somebody can stop him tonight. But this is a game, it wouldn't be any real big upset. They beat San Antonio. I think San Antonio's on a par with the Utah Club. You know, I'm sick and tired about this Leitner stuff. I'm starting to stick up for Leitner. You know, this team does stink. They haven't done a darn thing consistently over the season. They don't win the games they should win. They throw the ball away. They turn, maybe Leitner could play a little harder. But why is that such a big issue? Because he said that they weren't playing well.
I think it's over now, Sid. I think the players are all together again.
Now, they were all together from the start. They're laughing at the media about this deal.
Well, you know, Sid, there's so little to write about these guys since they lose so often.
You're right.
That when you have what is alleged to be a dissension, it kind of tickles me, and I think people like to read about it, and I think it's fun.
Here's the only thing I'll say about Leitner. That here's a guy who's played on two Final Four championships, two NCAA championships. Four teams are in the Final Four. Then you come with a team like this that plays one night, don't play the next night. You never know which team's going to show up. If I was him, I'd be frustrated, too.
Well, yeah. They expect a big crowd tonight, Sid?
I guess they do, but I think they'll be hurt tonight because a lot of people will be listening to Ray Christensen on WCCO.
Okay. Now let's talk about what goes...
Let me say one thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Andre asked me to give a plug to this February 2nd banquet. You're going to have all the former Gophers there. Terry Steinbach, Paul Molitor, Brent Gates, all the former Gophers at the Radisson Metrodome. I think Tom Kelly's going to be there. Some of the Twins are going to be there. They're going to retire Mr. Molitor's Gopher uniform. It's February 2nd, I believe, at the Radisson Metrodome. A lot of tickets available. You can call the ball club 375-1366 or call the University of Minnesota to find out where you buy tickets.
That's a week from tonight.
Yeah.